Today's Shir B'Shibriyemi is Simen Tuf Reish Lamed. We're up to Dinei Defanos HaSukkah, the halachas of the walls of the sukkah. Once again, this should all be very familiar to all you guys who have learned Masechta Sukkah, which is, I think, everybody. And let's see. Aleph. Kol advarim k'sherim l'defanos. All items are kosher and acceptable, are valid to be used for the walls of the sukkah. Unlike, as you know, there are very specific requirements for the schach, as the Mishabur will point out. For the walls, we are okay with anything. You saw in the Gemara, you could even use an elephant, right? According to some, the Ein Sarach Amidam Derech Gdei Lasan. And not only that, you don't have to have the wood that you use, doesn't have to be standing up in the way in which it grew. As you know, when it came to the Dal Minin, right, the Esrog and the Lulav had to be held up, that Chepta Shel Mitzvah had to be held up in the way that it grew, and that is the halacha when it comes to those entities of mitzvah. However, when it comes to the sukkah, no, the chetz of sukkah, in terms of the walls, right? It could be any type of material, and even if it's something that grows, it doesn't have to be derech kedei lasan. Va'afilu chamasa meruba mitzilasa, and even if the walls have more airspace, sunlight, than shade or actual right, entity of sukkah blocking the sun, that's irrelevant. And if you have more sunlight than shade, machmas hadefanos, based on the walls, shera, meaning the walls, the airspace and the sunlight coming through the walls has no impact. As you all know, that the schach has to be silasa meru mechamasa, or minimally 50-50, okay? But you cannot have chamasa meruba mi silasa when it comes to the schach. When it comes to the walls has no impact at all on the shade vis-a-vis the sukkah. Then he goes on, Ramah, mikol makom lo yaseh adefanos midavar shereach reichol ra. Even though the materials are irrelevant, and you could use any types of materials, you could use, like the first amud, as you remember from sukkah, even mechitzos shel barzel, right, are good. But if the walls reek, they smell, if it's something from a reichol ra, they have a bad smell, oh, davar shemisyamesh, or if it's made of some type of entity that if it dries, it will crumble up, toch shiva, the lo yebo shir mechitza, and it won't have the height of a mechitza, so it shrivels up. Then it's not going to be, and it's going to be problematic. Again, we'll see whether or not this is l'chadchila or b'diyevet when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
Is the Shonar saying that a wall can have more airspace than an actual wall, or is it doesn't add to the whole?
It's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. As you know from like Lovewood, you could have just strips, and Lovewood will go ahead and seal it all the way around, as we'll see very soon. Aleph, kol advarim k'sherim l'defanos. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph, k'sherim l'defanos. The mashmos hakosuv dasukos taaseh. So we have the pasuk, right? Because the sukkah has to be made from the goyrein and the yakev. If you remember, those who were with us when we did the beginning of the sukkah, or those who remember from the Gemara, either way you should remember, we learn out from there, the yaseh sukkah mipsoles goyrein the yakev. The sukkah has to be made out of psoles that comes from the goyrein and the yakev. It has to be something like from the vineyards or from the fields, things that grow, right? Duhu davar. She'ein, number one, what are the requirements? It has to be a davar she'ein mekabel tuma, something that's not mekabel tuma, meaning it's the psoles. It can't be the actual fruit. It can't be the actual produce that is mekabel tuma. It's the psoles. It's like the straw, the chaff, okay? And gidulo menaretz. And it has to be something that grew from the ground. So that's what our schach is, right? Our schach is made out of that. So he says, koi aschach dafka. That's what this halacha is teaching you. That requirement of having something that grows from the ground and it's not something that's mekabel tuma is specifically referring to the schach and not the walls. The defanos lo ikri sukkah, because the defanos is not called sukkah. That's not sukkah. Sukkah is specifically the schach. Now, it's not saying that you don't need the defanos to have a kosher sukkah, but saying when it's referring to in the limud sukkah, the requirements of the chefza of the sukkah, that applies to the schach and not the walls. sifkatan beiz ve'ein sarach la'amidam, and you do not have to keep the walls up if you're using, let's say, stuff that grows from the ground. It doesn't have to be standing in the way that it grew. Hainu, the lo madminan inyanenu, we cannot compare what we're discussing here at all to lulav. The ba'inan by lulav, we require she'ilakichaso, it should be taken derech g'delaso dafka. Right, the esrog and the lulav and balaminim have to be taken upright, that they are standing upright the way in which they grew. Simon tough resh nun aleph it pays, like it said later on in the halachos of the Dalaminim, which really for us was done already. If you remember, we started with this at the beginning of the year because that's what the guys were learning in the beginning of the year, the third parak, most shiurim. So that's what we started. We started with hilchos dalad minim, or we did it either that way because we wanted. No, I think we did it. The cheshbon more was because we wanted you to be able to get your esrogs and lulavs. Yeah, it was just the opposite, and you were learning at the beginning of sukkah, so you'd be ready for this part. Okay, let's move right there. Sifkatan gimel vafilu chamasa meruba hainu. What does this mean? Hainu shahayu pratzais gedolos bedefanos. It means that there could be big breaches within the walls. Shal yidei zeh chamasa. At the end of the day, you'll have more what? You'll have more chamasa than tzilasa. You'll have more airspace. You'll have more sunlight than shade. And mikol makom, it's going to be sheiras, still going to be kasher. The chol zeh lo kabdinan, because all of this, their requirements is only yellow b'schach. By schach, we're makbid as a requirement that the schach has to be, or can't be, chamasa meruba mi tzilasa. We now move on to sif katan valid, but you got to be careful not to use something midavar sherei chol ra. Can't make have the walls out of stuff that reeks, that stinks, that smells. The chashina, what's the chashash? Because if it smells, there's a concern that a person will leave the sukkah. But as I said before, it's going to be discussed. What about b'di'evet? Says b'di'evet, shapir dami apeschach. However, b'di'evet, even if it smells, it will be good. Even if it was the schach made out of something that smells a shtickle. Like we saw just before in tafresh chavtes, if you dalit in lo, except if it's shureach rash ein adam yisovalta. However, if it smells so badly that you can't even sit in it because it smells so bad, then efshar the pasul minatora. Then it's possible that it would be pasul minatora, even what? Even the walls. Why? Because you have to build a sukkah that has the ability to be able to dwell in it. So if the walls smell so badly that you can't go ahead and deal with it at all and sit there to do the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to use that sukkah even b'di'evet, even if you come in and you put nose plugs on, okay, it would be usher because the way the sukkah is has to be a sukkah in which a person can dwell in as is, and the normal way to do it is not to go ahead and stuff your nose so that you can't smell anything. Then it would be possible even with the yevet, he says. Then he continues on. Od kasav, osan she'osan sukkah eitzel beis akisei. Someone who builds a sukkah next to a bathroom. In those days, right, they would have outdoor latrines, what do they call latrines? The ashba, or a stinky garbage dump, mineisha makom tsar lahem, the reach ra magiyam aleihem. Okay, since he has a makom where it's, you know, not spread out, where he can't, you know, be distanced from it, and the sniff and the smell from the bathroom and the garbage dump is going to be reaching him. So minatora yotzei yedechava. So minatora is yotzei. Aval lo yivarech birchas hamazon sham. You can't bench there because of the smell. Little L, like we said, in Simon Ayin Tes Sif Beis Ayin Shon B'Dei Rishona Shepasuk Me'Achrona. Check out there the Inyanim Legabe bad smell and saying brachos, especially brachos amazon. This v'yimesh lo makom acher bevadai lo yasesham. And if you have another place that you can make the sukkah, then obviously for sure you should not lechatchila put your sukkah next to a beis akisei or next to a garbage dump. V'mein magia lo reach hareach ra. But if the smell of the Beis HaKiseh doesn't reach him, but he just sees the Beis HaKiseh, the bathroom, Gam Kein, so that's also a problem. Vayein Lekaman Simen Tuf Reish Lam Zayin in the Ber Halacha Sof Dibra Maskel Vechein Bekarka Shehi Shal Rab. Check out, there's more about this discussed in the Ber Halacha later on. Sif Katan Hey Og Davar Shemis Yavesh, can't make a wall out of something that's going to dry out. Meaning, we already give it a din if it's something that dries out, we already give it a din as if it dried out and it's now less than the shear, which would then make it puzzle. And now up to Sif Beis. The funnest hasukkah, hima yushtaim, zu eitzal zu kemin gan. So you have here the funnest walls of the sukkah. If they were zu eitzal zu kemin gan, I mean, one was next to the other like a right angle, right? Not, remember from the Gemara? The walls could be like a mavui, opposite each other, or they could be kemin gan, like a right angle, like an L. That's what a kemin gam means. So you have two walls that are kemin gam. Okay? Ose dofen. Dofen. Sheyesh beracho yoser al tefach. Remember, this was a long gemara of where you place the tefach in order to have a kosher sukkah. Because you could have a, right? Remember, you could have a third wall made out of a tefach. So how do you, if you're going to make the third wall out of a tefach, how is it going to be kosher? So the Shulchan Aruch here says, you can make a third wall that has in its width yoser al tefach, tefach sochik, okay? It could be more than a what? A little more than a tefach. Umamido v'pachos mishlosha lecha liadufanos. And you put it within three tefachim of one of the walls, meaning the third wall could be either right, connected to either one of the two ends of the walls, okay? Again, you have an L. So it could be a tefach opposite either of the ends of the L, the right angle, and it should be within three tefachim, and that tefach has to be a little more than a tefach. In that way, you basically have the tefach, lavud, right? Lavud connected to the wall. So now you have basically like a wall, halachically, of four tefachim there, okay? So therefore, that would be okay, but that's not enough. The yamid kana keneged hakotel. And then you have to have another beam or reed, whatever it is, standing up opposite the other wall, right, at a distance from the tefach, right, going the other direction. Keneged oso tefach, opposite, so it's opposite the wall and opposite the tefach. Right, everyone following that? So you have your tefach over here on your third wall. Then you have another kana opposite the tefach, and opposite the opposite wall. And then what do? If you guys don't remember, yasela tsuras haPesach. And then you have to make a tsuras haPesach from your tefach to that kana. And you do that, right? Sheyamid kana alav, the ala tefach. You have a kana on top, which makes a tsuras haPesach on top of the kana as well as on top of the tefach. And ukshera, and that's going to be kasher. Afal pi shakana shagabeyan eno geben. And that works even if that kana that is above the, right, that is horizontal, above the vertical kana and tefach, even if that vertical kana is not touching the kana and the tefach below, but it is just above it, that will be okay, and it will be kosher. How do you do it? How do you pull that shtick? Okay, you have it, let's say you have it coming out of, the top of your wall, let's say you have it coming out of the top of your wall, but it was above the what? It was above the tefach and the kana to the right. Let me just make sure we get. I'll take a question in a second. Let me just make sure we get through our yomi here. Let's look at sif katan vav defanois hasukah. So he says k'day lahavin etev akdim lakan kama ikarim la'alacha zu. So in order to understand this, we have to explain some basics, principles for this halacha, which again will be so much easier because you guys are familiar with this. Aleph, the shear sukkah, the minimal shear of a sukkah is shtei machzekes shiva al shiva. Has to be 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim in area, lefachot, minimally. Who she does that? Remember Beishamai, right? Beishamai Beisil. Get the Kaman Besimen Tuf Reish Lamadal. Remember Beishamai? Rosho Ruvo Vishulchano. Okay, Sipat and Beis. The Alfinam de Gemara Mikroi. It's learned from Psukim. Dilo Kari Sukkah Al Yedei Haschach Levad. That a Sukkah is not considered a Sukkah just with Tzchach, but it also needs what? It also needs Alim Kein Yesh Lashalosh Tefadah. So while the materials don't have to follow the schach materials, it could be of anything, but a kosher sukkah demands at least 3 full walls. Guys, remember the drushes in the Gemara. V'alocha l'moshe mi-sinai, and it's alocha l'moshe mi-sinai, the achas minat v'achanos, sagi b'tefach echas, and it's achas. And the locha l'moshe mi-sinai is that one of those walls, a tefach is okay. Again, he's not getting into the machom, it's tanoim, you all know in the Gemara. Okay, it's assuming 3 walls, and one of those walls can be a Tefach plays on the lach of Moshe Bissina. And Gimel, the Mekom Mekom Bi'inan, Sheye Nire Kidofen. But still, it has to have the appearance of a dofen. The Hainu, Im Yesh Lo Shtei Defanos Smuchos Zu Eitzel Zu. If you have two walls that are one next to the other, come in like Dalet, or like I said, like a Lamed, right, where they're come in Gan, Yikach Da Sheyesh Berachvo Tefach Meruvach. You have to, in order to make that third wall have a tsura of a wall, you have to have a wide tefach, meaning more than just a little, it has to be like an expanded tefach, which is tefach umash, the hainu tefach umashu, tefach and a little more. The amidu berachok makom, and it has to be standing in an area, distance, berichok makom, has to be within three tefachim of one of those two walls that are jutting out. The whole pachos min shosha tefachim, because nothing's three tefachim, you have lovud. Now you have four tefachim. It's interesting, he's saying it has to look like a wall. I mean, it has to look like a wall to the halachic man. Like, you know, like, you go to the halachic eyes, you don't see any wall there, but okay. V'hu rov dofen mehechsha sukkah shu shiva tefachim. And that is, okay, the majority now of the hechsher sukkah, which is shiva tefachim. But since you now made a wall for tefachim, because of the tefach, sochik, and the mat, and the lavan, so now you have four out of seven, which is like the majority of a minimal wall. And in order to have the shear of the full wall, you have to then make tsuras ha-pesach, another tsuras ha-pesach going out towards the other direction. You have to then go out further away from that tefach sochek and put a kana out. The achiku mimenu ad sofa kotel. And he's saying, yeah, you should go and put it all the way out to the end of the opposite wall, shekinegdo. The opposite wall opposite has to have been a wall of at least seven tefachim, right? So you have to put that kana there. Umaniach kana min ha-tefach ad ha-kana, and then you put another kana from that tefach until the kana opposite it, l'mal al-gamein, above it. Oh, afilu l'mal al-man, right? Even above, meaning you have one on top of it resting on it, or even above it, ve'en ogei ha-ben, doesn't have to actually touch it. Rakshi yekenegdan, as long as it's above it, opposite it, okay? Or directly above it. Like we learn in the Dinei Tzuras HaPesach and Simon Shin Samach Beis, those who were with us for Erevin, I don't know who was with us for Erevin, the Nimsa, those listening to the Yomi, okay? The Nimsa Sheyeshkan Dofen Shalem Shel Shiva Tvachim. And it comes out then, you will now have a halachically full wall of seven Tvachim. How? Because you have the Tefach that's connected up to one wall with Lavud, and then you have a Tzuras HaPesach going out the distance to make a full seven tefachim wall. Now we'll be able to explain all the details in this halacha. Sif katan zayin, yoser al tefach. So you have to have the tefach that you're putting up has to be more than a tefach. So now he's saying another point. If you want, you can have your walls, all your walls, just made out of kana. A kana, and then another kana, all within three tefachim. Woo! Rachok zemizet. V'hu ba'osa kein. But this is only if he does it in all four walls. You hear this? Da'ainu kanim kazeh me'arba ruchot. Because if you want to make walls purely out of halachic lavud, which just means, give me this pencil. You have a bunch of very tall pencils, 10 tefachim high. You can go ahead and put it within three tefachim, all the way around, four walls, and you got yourself a kosher sukkah. Okay? Because lavud, you have basically a wall made out of lavud. However, he says, if you're going to do it that way, it has to be from all four walls. You can't make three walls like that. However, if you want to make only three walls, if you want to do three walls, I just get into real fancy lumdus in terms of how do you understand lavud. Okay? He's saying, if you want to do two walls and a what? And a tefach, those two walls have to be mamish real walls. Again, it might be able to have some spots in between, things like that, but it can't be a wall that you can have, you know, probably a door here or there, but it has to mamish, it can't be made up of a purely halachic lavud wall, right? You need to have two full walls, shlemos, okay? Again, this is a big issue with Magen Avram. Maybe tomorrow we'll start over there. Just want to make sure we finish the yamba. We have two more here, sikkot l'ches and tes. Umamido v'pachas mi shlosha. And what you do is you put that tefach within three tefachim, that's expanded tefach, within three tefachim of the wall, then you have lavud. You now have four tefachim, which is the majority of a hechsher sukkah, meaning of the minimal size of the wall, that's a kosher sukkah, seven tefachim. Now, even though if you had a regular tefach, you still have a majority, because let's say you had one tefach and a little less than three. It's still a majority of seven. Still, right, you have a tefach and a little less than three. It's still going to be more than 3.5, which is more than rove of the seven tefach. Well, since less than four tefachim, guys, first parak, Shabbos, since less than four tefachim is not a what? Chashuv makom, in any place, therefore you need an expanded tefach to have at least four tefach makom. Tzif katan, tes, keneged ha-kotel, opposite the kotel. What does he mean, opposite the kotel? That kone, okay, that he is putting up, has to be opposite the wall, meaning, besides being opposite the tefach, this kone, it also has to be opposite the opposite wall of where the tefach was, right? You have the tefach sochek, you're putting up a kone, right? The kone is reaching the end of that imaginary halachic wall, which that kana is not only opposite, he said, kineged also tefach, not only opposite tefach, but it's also opposite the opposite wall. That's what he means, kineged ha-kotel. Hainu, kineged sofa miktsoa ha-sheni shel ha-kotel. It means opposite the end of the, right, wall that is opposite it, shestomo machzik shivat tefachim, and this wall that's opposite the kana is mistama, at least, has to be at least seven tefachim, mistama machzik shivat tefachim, v'yesh, Omrim the Archiku O Tefach Yosar, Kadeshi Yatsuas of Pesach al Arba Tefachim. And there are those that say that it should even be, this Kana should even, if this wall was the minimal wall of seven Tefachim, the Tefach should be a little further out so that you have a Tsuas of Pesach that's Chashiv, that's at least four Tefachim wide. Oh, sorry, also Yun, the Yasela Tsuas HaPesach, and you make a Tsuas of Pesach, Shigami Kana Alav, the Al Tefach. So he says, that will go ahead and fill out the size of a kotel. The Bach says this is all midrabbanan to have this tzuras haPesach. Aval haTefach meruvach she'amarnu mitzchilu doraisa. He says midaraisa. The Bach says all you really need is rov of the third wall, which would be made up of the tefach sochek and the lavud. But midrabbanan need the tzuras haPesach to give it that feel of a third wall to the halachic mind and to the halachic eyes. Adkan.